Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, we're back with DV Kid. DV, you wanted to continue on the 9/11.
Yeah, when I filed the Freedom of Information Act lawsuit on Flight 93 with the FAA, this guy, Preamble, what a strange name, he told me that there were no relevant documents, but a U.S. attorney stepped in by the name of Eric Soskin with the Department of Justice. This guy was very no-nonsense, and this is the first time in all of my FOIA lawsuits and everything that I've ever had such courteous treatment. But Soskin got on the phone with me, and he said, look, he said, these are public records. You're entitled to them. There's nothing to hide. And he said, I will have them to you overnight mail next week. He said, we have more than a million pieces of paper that directly are tied to the flights, this, that, and the other. He said, but I will get somebody on it. He said, these people, there's no reason that this should have gone on for 10 months. And true to his word, 1 week later, overnight, FedEx, I called the manager, the flight manager at Cleveland Hopkins, and I am convinced that the logs that they sent under the lawsuit are correct. So there is so much, when you think about a million pieces of paper, it is just unbelievable.
Well, that absolutely. DV Kid's email address, by the way, is DV? You have
it's
it here?
It's DVK.
DVK at earthlink.net?
That's correct.
Okay. And her own website is www.dvdevy.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I only have a couple of moments, but we do have a call here from Joe Church. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Rick. Hi, DV.
Hi.
I just wanted to mention the fact that the Twin Towers fell five blocks to the east and only about 15 yards to the west. So the news media would have us believe that they came straight down, according to the pictures that they showed us. The site doesn't reveal that. This was probably covert activity being shown to the world. And our people just can't see the difference between a Kenite and a son of Judah.
They don't want to see. People are too afraid. I know we only have a few minutes left, and I'm not excusing Americans for their poor behavior, but when we look at what our population has become, we have tens of millions, not one or two, but tens of millions of senior citizens over the age of 65 who are in poor health, who live on prescriptions, who have nobody to take care of them. They're on welfare or Medicare or some state, they're incapable, really, of taking on an issue like this. Not all of them, of course, but this is one of the biggest crises facing this country that isn't being talked about. I've talked about it in my columns, that is going to completely bankrupt this country under the health care issue. Then we have, you know, segments of our population that are so addicted to drugs and alcohol, they're incapable of thinking. And we have Americans that have eaten themselves, you know, into literally an early grave, so that, you know, they've consumed massive amounts of fluoride and aspartame, and then we have, you know, a generation and a half of Americans who are so undereducated that they can't even make change at a cash register. I get 500 to 600 emails a day. I can't read them all. I try to read some on Saturday mornings, but I hate to say this because nobody's perfect, only God is, but I've never seen such poor spelling in my life. And the emails come from the most sincere people who can't spell the simplest words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just think, how are they going to understand? I mean, millions do. Millions want the truth about 9/11. But when you look at the bigger picture of our population, it's very, very sad.
It is. Dee, we're at the break point.
Yeah.
You have to leave, right?
I do.
Okay, God bless. Thank you for being with
Rick.
Us.
Thank you, Rick.
We'll
take
do it
care.
Again. You take care.
Bye.
All right. Be right back with more. Stay tuned.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Okay, I'm back now. Rick Adams with you, and we're continuing with an open forum now. Dee had to leave. Dee Kidd, of course, writes for newswithviews.com. And again, her own website is devy.com, www first, of course. And she can be reached personally, as you said, and I said, and she said. She gets a lot of mail. Gets a lot of emails, about 500 a day. Gee, that's almost as many as I get. Anyway, DVK, DVK at earthlink.net. Now, Joe is still on the line, Joe Church, so let me go back to him. Yes, Joe, welcome
hey,
back.
Rick. Yes, Rick.
We didn't have too much time with DV, but we had a good show, good first hour tonight again.
That's right. You know, our people... will go to their deaths protecting Kenites, Rick.
Now, what do you mean by that now, Joe? Tell us exactly what you mean. Give me instance.
All through history, it's been the case, all through the scriptural history, and that is the history book. Well documented, too. Even secular dates line up with the dates in the scriptures. Our people have always protected Kenites. For one reason or another, not knowing, Kenite has always been in the background lurking in, as advisor, playing the role as of advisor, advisor to all the kings of Israel, setting them up. And then later on, when the time was right, taking them out or having them taken out. Usually they'll use people who are Christians who are either proselytes to their cause or people who believe that they're God's chosen people, mm-hmm. and will do anything they can to destroy their enemies. So because of that, all through history, you name all the kings, many of the kings, and you see all the problems that they had, and usually there was a good old Kenite in their chariot, just like Jehu. He had a nice Kenite, Jehonadab, in his chariot, calling the shots, being an advisor. Even sometimes they wore the uniforms of the Kenites, making it look mm-hmm. look like they were the ones in battle. So there has been covert activity for many, many years. And, you know, because our people don't know the scriptures, don't know the history of our ancestors, they fall right into the same trap. The only thing is, this final captivity, which is the Babylonian captivity of the end times that Daniel prophesied about, you see, his prophecy was to the end, as the angel instructed him. That's why Daniel couldn't understand the prophecy. We understand it now because we're living it. And this captivity is going to go right to the final day. We're not coming out of this captivity. This captivity is going to go right to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be the king of Babylon this time is not going to be as good as the king of Babylon in Daniel's time. This king of Babylon in the end times is going to be a vicious, ruthless son of a so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to have too much mercy. Of course, the king of Babylon that I'm referring to is Satan himself, and, of course, his children, the Kenites, mm-hmm. posing as the sons of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to have much mercy. Once they have this whole political system all locked up, the only protection you're going to have supernatural protection from heavenly agencies will come down to protect you as a wall around you.
Yes.
And unless you have that protection in the end times, it's going to be a very tough sledding for those that try to do it on their own. I would recommend, Rick, at this time, we have done 3 archives on your program. 2 of them dealing with the Kenites. We went into depth.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can give the dates, Rick?
Yes, yes.
These are the archive dates. Thursday, April the 21st, 2005. March the 16th, 2005. That's a Wednesday. And Wednesday, May the 3rd, 2006. This all deals with the Kenites. You get
people
a good working
people
knowledge.
Can get a refresher course, absolutely, yes.
Yes, and we'll be doing a program coming up pretty shortly. You and I have talked about it.
Good.
And we're going to kind of recap all those. We'll go back over it. I would like to show people how to use a Strong's Concordance. We actually want to go to the original Strong's Concordance, not the one that's been updated, changed. But we want to go with the older Strong's Concordance. Exhaustive mm-hmm. Strong's Concordance
mm-hmm.
for our information. A few of my colleagues have found that they've made changes that are very convicting to certain people, and after the fact was brought forth, they decided to change the book.
Mm.
They changed some of the meanings in certain key areas.
That's interesting.
So
yes.
You always have to watch out for the little scribe with the pen. You know, the little scribe with the pen, because they love to write extra things and change things.
Now they use the keyboard. So,
we're pretty good at tracing footprints and fingerprints.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of look in the details, and we can trace these little guys going all the way through the scriptures and up to today. So thought I'd bring that forward, Rick.
Sure.
Because, you know, it's getting to the time where we have to see the world for what it is. The entire religious community, the Christian religious community, is going to chase after this wicked king of Babylon in the end times, thinking he's Jesus Christ. So if you have this knowledge in your mind ahead of time, you'll fare pretty good. I think that the program we're going to do, Rick, is going to be Matthew 24, the seven seals, Mark 13, and Luke 21. We're going to do the seven seals so that you have to be sealed ahead of time, because if you prophesy after the fact, it's not a prophecy at all. So you have to be sealed ahead of time. One of the first things, one of the things that's mentioned, I'll just do one today, Matthew 24, verse 6. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. You see, many have been misled by this verse. When you hear of wars and rumors of war, we've always had wars and rumors of war all through times. But it says the end is not yet when you hear that. So if the opposite of wars and rumors of war is peace and rumors of peace, that's when the end's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when peace breaks out in Iraq and all over the Middle East, Johnny on the spot comes into Jerusalem on his white horse, and everything's going along real good. The stock market's going through the roof. There's a chicken in every pot. And you can pinch yourself. You can pinch yourself. You're still in a flesh body, and it hurts.
Right.
Then this rider on the white horse is a fake.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fake Jesus. Now, see, this seal has to be put in your mind ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I come to somebody after the fact and say to them, I meant to tell you this before it happened, but I forgot to tell you. Those that have ears to hear that are listening right now know what I'm talking about. And hopefully the Father will water a few of these seeds to open up some minds so that they might have the privilege to testify at that time.
Very true.
We see all the false prophets coming out of the woodwork today. They are very clever, very understanding of what the scriptures really do say. You see, the Father was wise enough to hide his message. He calls it in the book of Revelation the hidden manna. See, the book is the manna from heaven. Mm-hmm. But the hidden manna, he even hides a message inside the book. So even though the Kenites had a part in doing the translation of the scriptures, the Father says, even though they changed this and that, I still have a hidden message that even they wouldn't understand. So he allowed them to even bring it forth with the deception. But even then, when he gives you eyes to see and ears to hear, you'll see the hidden message within the message. See how it's been preserved. Just the same way he did with the book of Esther.
Right, right.
He hid the sacred name in the book of Esther five times. It's only mentioned six times in the entire scriptures, once in Psalm 96, according to the Masoretic manuscripts, Masoretic scribes. And, the Father has a way of hiding information from the Kenites, and he'll actually even use them to preserve messages to his own elect. So the Father's good to us. The Father's real good to us.
Yes, and, that's right.
We thank him for this table and this...
Amen.
The
table is right here on RBN. Amen.
The only
thank
game
you.
In town, Rick.
Yep, that's right. Thank you, Joe, for calling.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, appreciate it. We'll come back with Mary Ann and other calls and much more to come in this hour on this Friday night edition of the program, Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
All right, I'm back. Rick Adams is back. 800-313-9443. Let me take Marianne in Arkansas on the air. Hello, Marianne.
Hello, Rick. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have an update on one of your previous guests, Rick Stanley.
Mm-hmm. Yes, how is Rick doing?
Well, all things considered, I think he's doing as well as possible for someone who's been sentenced to 6 years in prison. Many people think unjustly so.
Of course.
I do have his address, and also, if people are ready to write, he's asking, his wife, Pam, has taken up a project to send letters to the judge asking them for reconsideration, and that his sentence be reduced to parole instead of the 6 years. And I'll go ahead and give the judge's name. That's Judge Plank, P-L-A-N-K, and that's Adams County District Court in Colorado. And the letters are going straight to Pam, and she's going to submit those via her attorney. And that is to Pam Stanley, 6280 East 39th Avenue, Denver, Colorado, 80207. And I have Rick's address, and that's Richard Stanley, 137125 and 4102 Sawmill Mesa, M-E-S-A, Road, Delta, Colorado, 81416. And, of course, his website is Stanley2002.org. Began when he ran for U.S. Senator in Colorado.
That's right.
But the judge is just sitting on the reconsideration appeal. It's in her office. And
her office. Now, what is the judge's name, first name?
I believe it's Judy. But
Judge Judy, huh?
Well,
Judge Judy Plank,
Just put Judge Plank, right, right.
All right.
Rick has served about 4, maybe 5 months now.
That's ridiculous.
And it's very ridiculous. And he's a good man, and I tell you, it just seems so unfair.
Well, it is. I mean, we've got literally thousands and thousands of political prisoners
in
our nation today, and he is one of them.
Yes, we do have. And do you know, I had called Dr. Deagle's program, and he's been interviewing a fellow by the name of Jeff, a professor by the name of Jeff Group, G-R-U-P-P, and he's written a book on corporatism. And I called in because I said, you know, this prison industry is nothing but a corporate, you know, entity. And I really asked that Dr. Deagle, amongst his peers, would do a sort of investigative panel on just the cost to society and this prison industry. And I really wish people would contact Dr. Bill Deagle. And his website's NutriMedical.com, N-U-T-R-I, NutriMedical.com. Mm-hmm. But he's had several on there. And, of course, Don Harkin with Idaho Observer. He's also done some information on this.
Right.
But it really is. It's a crying shame as far as I'm concerned.
Give me the address to get to letters to Rick Stanley in prison again, please.
Yes, I will.
737-123, you said, or
125? 137-125.
Okay, 137-125.
And that's Richard Stanley.
Yes.
And that's 4102 Sawmill, S-A-W-M-I-L-L, Mesa, M-E-S-A, Road, and that's Delta, D-E-L-T-A, Colorado, 81416. But I do know that him hearing from other people who are concerned will really help him a lot.
All right. Very well. Thank you for that update, Mary Ann from Arkansas. It's good to hear from you again.
Thank you, Rick. God bless.
Amen.
Thank
All right.
you.
God bless you, too. Yes, indeed. Rick Stanley, we've had him on the program a number of times. He was sentenced to prison by this judge, if you will, for no crime. Absolutely no crime, allegedly threatening a judge by reading the Constitution and suggesting that the judges follow the law, follow the Constitution. That is now not only contempt of court, but that is considered to be a threat to a judge, to demand that the judge obey the law. And Rick Stanley has been pretty vocal for, as Mary Ann said, for a number of years in his own area, and was visited by teams of federal agents, state and local agents, at his place of business several years ago. It was an ugly scene. It fortunately did not result in anything happening to him or his family, but it was just terrible because this man has done nothing but obey the law, and that's why he was in trouble. He decided he was going to strap on a firearm and obey the ordinance and the state law of Colorado, which says in the Constitution that you have the right to keep and bear arms. And the local authorities decided that they were going to violate it and arrest him. And this led to the confrontation with the feds. My friends, this is a criminal government that we have in America today, all across the states. Be right back. I'll tell you who the Kenites are in the Bush administration, and much more to come with Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Have you been at the front?
Front? What front?
Why, the war, of course.
What war?
Good heavens! You mean you don't know we've been at war with Germany since 1914?
All righty, I'm back, Rick Adams, and the war never ends, right? Okay, well, speaking of that, there's the, we'll get into that a little bit later. The subject of the Kenites, the so-called Jews of this generation, who are not quote Jews, but are Kenites or Edomites, certainly do jump in the chariot, as Joe, our caller, was saying a few minutes ago. And I'm going to give you just a partial list of those that have served with this administration, Baby Bush, in the last 7 years. Richard Pearl, of course, you remember that name. The notorious Richard Pearl, the Prince of Darkness, as he was referred to. And Richard Pearl, of course, was expelled from Senator Scoop Jackson's office in the 1970s after the NSA caught him passing highly classified national documents to the State of Israel through the embassy. He later worked for the Israeli weapons firm of Soltam. Richard Pearl, in the Bush administration, engineering this war against the people of Iraq. Paul Wolfowitz, remember him as Deputy Defense Secretary. Douglas Feith, Undersecretary of Defense. Boy, that chariot is getting full, isn't it? Joe? And then, of course, we have Edward Ludwig, member of the National Study Group of the Department of Defense at the Pentagon. Henry Kissinger. How could we forget dear Henry? Old Henry. Dov Zakheim, Undersecretary of Defense, Comptroller, and the Chief Financial Officer for the Department of Defense. Kenneth Edelman, one of the many Pentagon advisors. Louis Libby, remember that name? Dick Cheney's Chief of Staff, who was pardoned by George Bush, the chief pro-Israel Jewish advisor to Mr. Cheney. Robert Satloff, National Security Council. Elliot Abrams, National Security Council advisor. And, of course, we can't forget Mark Grossman, Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs. My goodness, what happened to that Holocaust? The numbers keep growing, my friend. Richard Haass. We know him from the Council on Foreign Relations, also director of the National Security Programs, and now, of course, head of the CFR, another hawkish pro-Zionist in the administration of George Bush. Robert Zoellick, who was the U.S. Trade Representative in the beginning. Then we have Ari Fleischer, his spokesman. James Schlesinger, David Frum. You remember him in that Access of Evil nonsense? He was the speechwriter who came up with that one from World War II. Joshua Bolton, of course, White House Deputy Chief of Staff, Mr. Bolton was. David Wormser, Undersecretary for Arms Control and International Security. Elliot Cohen, Pentagon's Defense Policy Board under Pearl. Mel Sembler, Michael Chertoff, Stephen Goldsmith, Adam Goldman, Joseph Gittelhorn, Christopher Gersten, Mark Weinberger, Samuel Bodman, Bonnie Cohen, Ruth Davis, Daniel Kurtzer. Now, those are just a few, I say a few of the names and individuals who represent the Kenite community in that chariot in this government that's going down and taking us down into the New World Order. I can't make it any plainer, can I? I think you can see the handwriting on the wall here, can't you? Indeed you can, ladies and gentlemen. No doubt about that. Where we're headed. And who's in the driver's seat of George Bush's puppet administration? Now, before I take the call, hang with me. Hang on. Let's see. We have other things in the news. All right. We have, yes. Oh, yes. We do. At 92 years old, just passed away, the man Paul Warfield Tibbetts, Jr., who, of course, would be known for the commander of the Enola Gay flight over Japan in 1945, flight that would drop the A-bomb on Japan. And, of course, he insisted right from the beginning he knew that he would be taking tens of thousands of lives immediately, not to mention the deaths of many more thousands later on from the effects of the radiation of the bombs that would be dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But, in essence, he said he was only following orders. Now, where have we heard that before? All right, and there are other things in the news that I would like to bring you up to date on. And that certainly have a relevance to what we're talking about. The UN treaty, the lost treaty, is something we will be lobbying against heavily. As you see, the New York Times is frightened. The Washington Post is frightened of us, that we can command such a ripple effect in the alternative true media and get people to bombard their Congress, their senators, with letters and with phone calls every single week. That we will continue, I promise you, next week. Now, here's something before I take calls. This is something that you need to know. You need to get informed, ladies and gentlemen. An article entitled, Israel is the Real Beneficiary of Iraq Oil. And the Zionist regime is profiting from Iraq's oil, which is being exploited by U.S. occupiers, an official from Iraqi oil ministry has said. Following the U.S. and U.K. invasion of Iraq 57 months ago, the Zionist regime has been the real beneficiary, acquires 40% of its required oil from Iraq, he said. The Iraqi official, who remains anonymous, stressed that the crude oil from the oil fields in southern Iraq, which is under U.S. forces control, is transferred through pipelines to Kuwait oil terminals and then redirected to Israel. Since the beginning of 2007, about 32 oil tankers, mostly Dutch, have carried oil from Al Omaya in the northwest of the Persian Gulf to the Zionist state. The amount of oil volume is exploited from Iraq is above the announced figure of 2.5 million barrels per day, according to the official who told the Fars News Agency. There are 16 officials and tens of oil experts. Tens! Wow, that's something. From Israel who hold U.S. passports and are active in oil deals in Iraq, according to this news service from Fars, FARS News Agency, which is an Arabic news agency. Take it for what it's worth. Knowing, though, the Israeli control of America, it wouldn't surprise you to know that they, of course, are the main beneficiaries of oil. While we here in America are now going to be paying, we are going to be paying over $100 per barrel of oil. Ladies and gentlemen, am I wasting my time here? Am I getting through to you? This is a crime of the century. These thieves and bandits in Israel, and right here in their puppet regime, the United States, are raking your butt over the coals. They're taking you for all you're worth, and you're not worth much. Whatever money or wealth you may have, they're stealing that too. Gasoline will reach $3.50. a gallon before long in the United States. And Israel will be taking the oil direct to Kuwait, to Israel, from Iraq. Oh, wouldn't they love to have that with Iran, huh? And ultimately, Saudi Arabia's oil fields. They have no oil in Israel. They have to steal everything they get. Oh, they buy some, of course. They have contracts, and you pay for them. This is an outrage when young American men and women are dying for Israeli hegemony and U.S. imperialism once again, all over again, as they prepare us for World War III, the next war that will be the war to end all wars, as they said in 1 and 2. Lies upon lies. Let me take a call. Yes, we're going to talk now to Gary, I believe it is. Is that right? Is it Gary in Tennessee?
Hello?
Hello there.
Oh, I didn't hear the click. The
yes, buzz. Is that you, Gary?
Yeah, that's old Graybeard.
Well, you're on. You're on the air with Rick. How are you?
I sent you a survival manual. I was curious to know whether you got
You mean the email?
Excuse
was it an email?
It was an email.
I believe I did receive that, yes. Don't forget, I do get hundreds of emails.
Well, I know, but this is the only graybeard email I'm sure you got.
Yes, yes.
I sent you a copy of my survival manual.
Thank you for that.
I kind of wanted to alert the listening audience that I had 300 names in my email address book for Greybeard, and AT&T, when they merged with Bell South, hacked it down to 150. Now they hacked it again down to 50.
Mm.
So needless to say, I'm going to be looking for a new telephone service, an email service.
Mm.
And I just curious to know if you got that and what you thought of it.
Yes, I believe I did receive it. I haven't, out of recollection, I can't refer to it right away, but I'm pretty sure that I did.
Well, I didn't know if the
address. I have a new email address, too, so. I don't give it out on the air, so I'd be getting deluged.
From Manny. I asked him for it.
Yes.
Because I know him pretty well, and
mm-hmm.
I wanted to make sure you knew I knew what I was talking about.
Right, right. I think it, from what I recall, it was pretty good. It was quite extensive and very comprehensive as well. That's the one I'm talking
about.
Well,
when you get high marks from a person who is trained as a soldier, an SOF, Special
mm-hmm.
Operations Force, I guess they call him.
Mm-hmm.
He's hardcore survivalist. He's a man I'd like to have in my foxhole, but when you get high marks from him on something you put out, he knows I know what I'm talking about. So anyway, I hope that you got it.
Yes.
And,
I'll double check on that, Gary.
It'll take you a while to read through it. It's probably about 65 to 70 pages long.
Uh-huh.
It'll probably take
yes.
You explored the whole thing. It'll probably take you several months to go through it.
Mm.
But
you'll get the
picture real quick.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we probably don't have that much time at the rate we're going.
Huh?
I said we probably don't have several months' time at this point. My goodness. The enemies are all around us now.
I look at the stuff to hit the rotating device during the middle of the winter when they can put the most number of people in the streets without food or shelter and
yes.
heating oil so they can get the most people they can in the camps. That's what I'm looking for. And I say by 2010,
mm-hmm.
kiss it goodbye.
Oh, that's a year we've been hearing a lot about.
Oh, yeah.
Next year will be a very pivotal year as well. And we'll have to see which way that pendulum is going
to go.
Well,
no state ID, no state driver's license, and no national ID, and no chip for this man. That's against my religion.
Well, you know, you're
principles.
Right. They're pushing feverishly the real ID now from the federal government, and state after state is saying, to hell with you, we're not going to take it, and we're not going to pay for it, and even with the money, we don't want the control. You leave the borders wide open. This nation is a sieve, allowing the criminals to come in and out at will, and then you talk about we being able to prove. We must prove whom we really are. Are you out of your mind? To whom and for what reason? Well, obviously, it's all about control. As Lindsey Williams has stated.
I've got my own control device.
Mm-hmm.
And it speaks five times. Its words are final.
Uh-huh.
And it's a lot bigger chipping device than they got.
Well, good for you. Good
All
for
right.
you, Gary.
Have a good evening, and I
Thank
hope
you,
you read that. And I think
yes,
you'll
I
find
will.
It quite interesting.
I'm sure it is, yes. And again, bless you for your efforts, too.
Well, it's free of charge. I've had a lot of people offer me money and items and assistance and everything.
I know you're not living on a high budget either, that's for sure.
No, I decided if I can't live on $800 a month in an abandoned trailer out here in the woods, then I'm not using my head. So.
Well, actually, when you think about it, the way you live, as humble as it is certainly affordable at $200 a week.
You know, I am 65 years old, And I know what my parents went through and my grandparents. And I've heard stories back when I was a little kid from my great-grandparents. And I'm well aware of the lifestyle of the 1800s, and I don't stray far from that. I go to town once a month for supplies, and that's it, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I hope that you enjoy it.
I say I will. I will, and thank you for thinking of me.
You're
we
very
will
welcome.
We'll refer to it in the future, okay?
And I love your program.
I love your program too.
Bye-bye.
Your survival program. Thank you, Gary. Keep up the good work. Good night. Well, we do have time for another call or two. 800-313-9443. We will be back in just 3 minutes as we approach close to the end of the broadcast tonight. Rick Adams is the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Support Republic Broadcasting Network with your prayers and your support. If you can, don't let it slip by. We'll return in 3 minutes.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
And we are back. Just a footnote for next week. We do have, I believe, a guest scheduled to discuss Hillary Rodham Clinton and her candidacy. He's a Ron Paul partisan who supports Ron Paul to the hilt. from the Texas area, but he has done an enormous amount of research on Hillary Clinton and her gang. And now you might want to quibble with him and agree or disagree with his facts surrounding the Clintons and, of course, the purported murders of certain individuals through the Clinton years. But that'll be for Monday night. We have scheduled this program. It just so happens that Hillary Clinton wants drivers licenses for illegals. But at the same time, she opposes carrying license for American citizens, you know? She just doesn't believe that you should have the right to carry firearms. You can carry drugs. You can carry false driver's licenses. You can do all of that. Just don't carry firearms to defend yourself with unless you're an illegal and you want to go on the offensive. Of course, that's one of Mrs. Clinton's great positions, as you have seen and heard in recent days, with many of the faux pas that she has engaged in during not only the debates, but some of the problems that she's had with her individuals. Now, I want to also mention, before time runs out, there have been two victories, ladies and gentlemen, two big victories for prayer in Jesus' name. And you probably were not aware of them because the media will not report many of them. One of them was the victory that has to do with what was happening in the state of Indiana, where the ACLU lost another lawsuit when the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals overturned a ruling by a judge who had ordered praying to Jesus was illegal on the floor of the Indiana House. Can you imagine? Another Judeo-fascist, right? Anyway, the appeals court restored the liberty this week, ruling that the easily offended bystanders have no legal standing to sue since no taxpayers' dollars were spent promoting prayer. And even if they were, that's not the domain of the federal government, by the way. They are totally off base either way, according to the Constitution. In Ohio, Republican House Speaker John Husted reversed his temporary ban on Jesus' prayers, overruling the easily offended minority leader Chris Redfern, who had walked out in protest when a pastor prayed in Jesus' name, and that's in Ohio, the Ohio State House. So, just thought I'd mention those two reversals of fortune and how things can be rather victorious at times. I think that is absolutely something that you should know about. And that's why we're bringing you these facts right here on the program, as we always do, ladies and gentlemen. I'm happy to be able to bring you as much news as I possibly can find time to bring you. And, somebody said, would you please tell us about Hillary? What was the story with Hillary Clinton and the report in Thursday's edition of The Hill that some Clinton supporters have little or no understanding of the First or Second Amendment? One of the Clinton backers reportedly said in a conference call that NBC's Tim Russert should be shot, quote-unquote, for asking tough questions of Hillary Clinton. That is a laugh, huh? That's a laugh because I don't think Mr. Russert is capable of asking tough questions of Mrs. Clinton. Certainly not the way I would do it. And secondly, it's a laugh to think that this character, who is an anti-gunner, representing an anti-gunner campaigner, Hillary, would want to see somebody shot. Oh, the hypocrisy. Well, we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great weekend. Lord willing, you pray for us, you pray for all of us, and RBN. We'll see you, Lord willing, Monday night at 9. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Good night.